Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Music's impact on the brain today on Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and coming up, a rocker son of a famous physicist talks about how music helped him understand the father he barely knew. But first, music is said to provide therapeutic benefits for a range of human conditions and disorders. But lately, its impact on autism has provided particular cause for excitement. In a moment, Dr. Oliver Sacks, the physician and author of 10 books, who's with us here in the studio, will weigh in. But first, we'll get a case study. On the line from California is Elaine Hall, an acting coach and founder of The Miracle Project, a theater program for children with autism. The troupe was the subject of the 2007 documentary Autism the Musical, which won 2 Emmy Awards last month. Elaine, welcome to Soundcheck, and congratulations on the Emmys.
Oh, thanks, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, your son, Neil, has autism. I understand, you know, he threw tantrums and couldn't control himself. And here he is, obviously in control, performing as part of the troupe. How were you able to affect that? How did you figure out that music would be a way to do this?
Well, I know the impact that music has on me and how it makes me feel and what it does, how it calms me, how it makes me feel a part of. And what I found was that, and that's the thing, kids with autism are no different than you or I, really. And so we all know how music makes us feel. And what I found with kids with autism, and my son in particular, that by listening to certain tones, to certain rhythms, to being able to feel the vibration of music, he was able to feel more a part of a group. And actually, in his early days, when he was throwing tantrums and all kinds of things, traditional therapies were not working for him. But what did work were musicians and other artists. Neil loved listening to the guitar and playing the strings of the guitar and could really connect to someone that was singing with him. He was able to respond to things through music more than he was in just a spoken word.
So did the Miracle Project for you grow out of this experience with your son, Neil, and you know, as a kind of community-building project?
Exactly. The Miracle Project completely came out of my experience with Neil. I kind of withdrew from the world for about 7 years and entered into my son's world of autism. And by following his lead and joining his world with other creative people, he was able to slowly emerge into our world such that he's 100% present and fully present in this world, not cured of autism, and I that's a whole nother topic, but definitely a beautiful member of our community. And out of that, when it was time for me to enter the workplace, I decided if this was helping my son profoundly, why not other kids? And I trained musicians and artists to work with kids with special needs and to create a musical. And that's what we did. Basically, we gathered volunteers, professional musicians and artists and dancers and singers, and I hired a musical director, and we were able to train people how to work with kids on the autistic spectrum. And the results have been profound. The kids who literally start out hiding under tables and not able to come in the room and being afraid to be around other kids, within 11 weeks are joining an ensemble and singing and dancing and acting and participating and becoming community.
We're speaking with Elaine Hall. She's director of the Miracle Project, subject of the documentary Autism the Musical. So the music was not written by the kids themselves, but it was written for the kids. Is that correct?
Yes and no. The music was written by some of the songs were written by the kids themselves and then orchestrated by our musical director, and some of the music was written for the kids, but everything has been inspired by their ideas. And we actually have, and I was reading, and I know your next guest is Oliver Seth, I was reading in his book about savants. We do actually have, you know, a couple of musical savants that are part of our performance troupe. In Autism the Musical, Adam, who plays cello, has a perfect pitch, perfect ear, and is able to improvise. Now, his challenge was learning to be part of a group, and he was able to learn more and more of how to participate with a group. Then also Lexi, who sings, has perfect pitch and is just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful singer. And she also was able to be learn how to be part of a group and participate and communicate. So it's music has really had a profound, profound impact on many of the kids.
Now, were the kids chosen because they had already shown some aptitude for music, or did you just bring 11 kids in and by chance all 11 respond this way?
By chance.
Really?
11 respond. Actually, Adam was introduced to me because he did have these particular talents, and for the documentary, I think that, you know, one of the things that they wanted to show was all different aspects of autism and Adam's abilities. But the impact, what's even more, I mean, it's fascinating, the savant type, you know, a child with autism, but what is most fascinating to me is the way that music has a way to create community.
Mm-hmm.
Among our kids, and I mean, and also to normalize and become more typical, or take away the pathology of autism, where these are just kids singing and dancing and acting together and enjoying. One of the things that we do with music in our classes is, you know, some kids with autism may have strange body movements because autism is a neurological disorder. It impacts the way the body moves. And many of our kids during the day in school, they have to hold themselves together, you know, keep their hands down and sit like a regular kid and all these things. But in our workshops, they get to do whatever they feel like doing. So if they need to flap their hands, they flap. And our musical director will follow their flapping and with music. So there becomes this whole sense of joy and experience and participation where they feel okay with who they are and can express that in a group. And I think it's just like anyone, you know, if you walk into a room and you feel okay about your...
Well, as you say, Elaine, it's really about, it's not so much even about the music, it's about the community that is built up through the music. And that is recounted in this documentary called Autism the Musical. And there is, now you mentioned Lexi, this young vocalist.
Yes.
We're actually going to hear a little bit of her in this clip from the upcoming CD from Autism the Musical. We've been speaking with Elaine Hall. She is director of the Miracle Project. And Elaine, it is a really remarkable story. Thank you for sharing some of it with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you so much, and join us on our website, themiracleproject.com.
And still to come, author and neurologist Oliver Sacks discusses his own findings about music and autism. And then later on the program, the singer and songwriter E, frontman of the rock band Eels, unveils how music helped him to cope with a brilliant but reclusive father. This is Soundcheck.
I'm turning out just like my father, though I swore I never would. Now I can say that I have love for him. I never